Commercial and sport fishermen in Southeast Alaska turned in 40 Atlantic salmon last year following an escape from a British Columbia fish farm. Nearly 30,000 farmed Atlantics escaped from a Marine Harvest Canada net pen July 1st. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game put out radio messages asking Southeast's fishing fleets to turn in any strange-looking salmon. Fish and Game's Invasive Species Program project leader Tammy Davis says the department received 40 fish and confirmed all 40 were Atlantic salmon. Davis says more of the Atlantics were brought to the docks in southern Southeast.
The greatest number was in Ketchikan with 13 fish. Sitka had 9. Juneau only had 1 fish. So definitely further south had more fish. Petersburg had 5. Craig had 5.
Davis says there were no Atlantics captured outside of Southeast since BC farms do not mark their salmon. Davis says the department cannot tie the 40 captured Atlantics to the July escape. However, the number of Atlantics caught last year is a big increase from the past 3 years. 2007 saw only 3 caught in Southeast, 2006 1, and 2005 only 3. Those numbers were down substantially from catches in the late 1990s when Alaska fishermen in some years turned in more than 100 fish annually. Davis says the aquaculture industry has taken measures to keep Atlantics in their net pens.
As West Coast states applied a lot of pressure, and Alaska as well, asking that farmers initiate procedures to keep the fish within the nets, aquaculture did a really good job of containing their fish. So I do think we should identify that.
Alaska fishery managers are concerned about farmed Atlantics spreading disease and sea lice to native Pacific salmon stocks, as well as competing for food with wild salmon, and even the potential of farmed fish colonizing Alaskan streams. Davis says the department is correcting information it put out last year describing farmed fish as not having spots on their tails.
Many of the fish that were turned in 2008 did have spots on the tail, so we've worked hard to change those materials so that people who catch a fish that they think it doesn't look like a Pacific salmon, but it does have spots on the tails, and the old Atlantic salmon card they have on the boat says no spots on the tails. We're hoping to sort of switch out that old information with the new, saying that spots on the tail may be seen.
There's updated information on the recaptured Atlantic salmon in this year's regulation book.